Hello and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Veen. In this show, I'll recap all six games since my last podcast. I'll explain why TJ Gagliardi may be moving towards clutch status. I'll give you all the standings details you'll need, and I'll tell you what Craig Anderson is most likely working on during practice right now. Those topics and much, much more coming up in episode number 51 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Stick around, I'll be right back. Hello, Avalanche fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche. I'm pretty close to everything, but not quite there. I'm your host, Jay Veen. For those of you that join me week in, week out, thank you very, very much. For those of you that are trying me out, you're a little late. Welcome to the big part of the season. Fun time of year. Every game means a little something, at least in the Western Conference. Some big games coming up for the Avalanche and some teams around them in the standings, and we'll see kind of where they come out on the other end. It's always this is a great time of year. I like it a lot. The games are stressful, but hey, get to see what our teams made of. So you guys have been here for a while. For those of you that have listened, so episode number 51, jerseys number 51 for the Avalanche in their history. There's only one, Andrei Kovalenko. He was an eighth round pick of the Quebec Nordiques actually in 1990. He left the organization one of the biggest trade. Well, I have to say this is the biggest trade in Avalanche history. If Joe Sakic ever left the Avalanche, that would probably be the next one. He probably wouldn't have been traded though. But he left with Jocelyn Thibault and Marty Rushinsky. To the Canadiens for Mike Keenan and some guy named Patrick Waugh, and the rest is history. 95-96 season, Kovalenko skated with the Avalanche, 26 games played, 11 goals, and 11 assists. Also, something new for the show. I heard from Eric Sylvester, Northern Iowa listener he's been a listener for a while now. He's on Twitter on my Facebook fan page, but he wore jersey number 6 in high school, got cut open during a game and had to got his number 6 bloodied, so he had to switch to the blood jersey on the team, which was number 51. He then scored 2 goals, 1 shorty, and had the primary assist on the game winning goal. He let me know that that game trumps anything that Andrei Kovalenko ever did in an Avalanche uniform. So I got to give him credit for that, for the creativity. Eric, points for you. Sylvester. Points for you, man. I owe you an orange push pop for all your effort next time I see you. But honorary number 51 for the Avs Hockey Podcast. Show number 51 goes to Eric Sylvester as well. So here we go. Let's get going. I got a lot to cover. This is going to be a big show, as it should be. So here's your 6 games. I'll cover 3, give you a little break, cover 3 more, and then we'll get into some other stuff. Game number 68 for the Avalanche, Sunday, March 14th against the Stars in Dallas. The Avalanche win 5-3. Milan Hejduk starts the scoring, his 18th of the season, 10-19 in the first period. And then at 14:31, the Stars come back. Jamie Benn scores his 17th to tie the game at 1. And then the second period at 4:28, Darcy Tucker, his 6th of the season on the power play to give the Avalanche a 2-1 lead. And then a minute 31 later, Brandon Siegel scores his 4th at, 5:59. And then a minute 22 later, hey, it's that Brandon Siegel guy again, 7:21 of the second period, his 2nd of the period, obviously, his 5th of the season to give the Stars a 3-2 lead. And then at 10:36, the hero of the period, Brandon Siegel, takes an extra penalty. This was off a hit that Matt Hendricks had made, and then Paul Stastny scores his 15th of the season on the power play at 11:05 to tie the game at 3. A great tip, and the Avalanche tie it up. 2:41 later, 13:46 in the second period, Chris Stewart scores his 26th on the wraparound and chases Marty Turco from the net. That's nothing new for him against the Avalanche the last couple seasons. And then the third period, 12:23 into the third period, Paul Stastny, 2nd of the game, 16th of the season for Matt Hendricks. The Avalanche win this one 5-3. Shots in the third period, Stars had 18. The Avalanche have 3. Craig Anderson big in this one, 48 saves on 51 Dallas Stars shots, and also stopped 14 power play shots that the Stars had on him. Good job by him. Marty Turco stopped 14 of the 18 Avalanche shots he saw. He was pulled after the 4th Avalanche goal. 13:46 into the second period. Kari Lehtinen came in after that and only had to stop 3 of 4 shots. Interesting, he came in a little over halfway through the game and only had 4 shots taken on him. But nonetheless, doesn't matter. Avalanche get the 2 points here. They win 5-3. Notables for the Avalanche, John Michael Lyles, an assist in 5 shots. Kyle Komisky, 2 assists. Matt Hendricks, an assist in 10 penalty minutes. A couple fights for him. Darcy Tucker, a goal assist in 3 shots. I don't get to mention him during the notables very often, so good job by him. Milan Hayduk, a goal and assist. Chris Stewart, a goal and 4 shots. And Paul Stastny, a pair of goals for the Avalanche. For the Dallas Stars, Stefan Robitaille, 10 shots during this game. Matt Niskanen, 5 shots. Jamie Benn, a goal and 7 shots. Brandon Seagull, 2 goals, 6 shots, and 7 penalty minutes, including those 2 big penalty minutes I described earlier. And Mark Fistrick for the Stars, 2 assists. Injuries during this game, Cody McLeod and Stefan Yeo both hurt early in the game. The Avalanche shorthanded on the forward end for most of the rest of the game. We have seen Cody McLeod come back. Haven't seen Stefan Yeo since. Either way, Sunday, March 14th, the Avalanche beat the Stars at American Airlines Arena 5-3. All right, game number 69, Tuesday, March 16th, against the St. Louis Blues. In St. Louis, and the Avalanche also win this one 5-3. Alex Steen starts off the scoring. Peter Budaj looking a little rusty on this one. 8 seconds into the game, Steen scores his 20th to give the Blues a 1-0 lead. 14:19 into the first period, Peter Mueller scores his 7th goal of the season on the power play. A huge slap shot, which is what I expected from Peter Mueller when he showed up in town, so good job by him. Avalanche tied up at 1, and then at 17:20, Milan Hayduk his 19th of the season to give the Avalanche a 2-1 lead into the second period. The Blues come back early in the second period as well, 34 seconds into it. Patrick Berglund scores his 13th of the season on the power play to tie the game at 2. At 7:14, Paul Stastny then scores his 17th of the season to give the Avalanche a 3-2 lead. And then a minute 29 later, Peter Mueller scores his 2nd of the game, his 8th of the season, to give the Avalanche a 4-2 lead. And then at 11:06, David Perron scores his 18th of the season to get the game within 1. 4-3 Avalanche going into the third period. And then Chris Stewart takes care of business, his 27th of the season at 17:14 of the third period. Avalanche win 5-3. 19:20 the second period. Kyle Quincy, and a David Backes fight with some gamesmanship. You can see they kind of grabbed each other, and Quincy actually allowed David Backes to take off his helmet because he wears a visor. I love the gamesmanship part of the fighting. I know people think it's huge as far as, you know, being barbaric and kind of pointless, but I like it when there's those little things that go on. So very cool thing there. Avalanche outshot in the second period 16-8, and in the third period they're outshot again 14-6, but again, Avalanche win 5-3. Peter Budaj, 36 saves on 39 Blues shots, and Chris Mason, who just can't quite get it together against the Avalanche this season, 21 saves on 26 Avalanche shots. Notables for the Avalanche, Matt Duchene, 2 assists and 5 shots. Chris Stewart, a goal and assist. Paul Stastny, a goal and 2 assists. TJ Gagliardi, 2 assists. And Peter Mueller, 2 goals and assist and 5 shots. For the Blues, Eric Johnson, 2 assists. Paul Kariya, 4 shots and denied his chance for his 400th career goal. But another former Avalanche took care of a historical business a couple games later. I'll explain. Andy McDonald, 2 assists. Alex Steen also, Alex Steen and Patrick Berglund, both with a goal and 4 shots. And Brad Boyes for the Blues, 7 shots. The Avalanche sweep the Blues in the season series, and your MVP for that series is Chris Stewart. Chris Stewart in 4 games played versus the Blues this season, 7 goals, 5 assists. That's, you know, do the math, 12 points in 4 games against the Blues. I think the Blues are very happy they will not be seeing Chris Stewart again this year. So there you go. Tuesday, March 16th, the Avalanche beat the Blues in St. Louis 5-3. All right, one more game. I'll give you a little break. Game number 70, Wednesday, March 17th, against the Calgary Flames at Pepsi Center. The Avalanche lose 3-2. In the first period, Avalanche killer Rene Bourque starts off the scoring at 3:12, his 21st of the year, shorthanded. Always hurts to give up that first goal pretty early, especially a shorty. Flames lead 1-0, and then Eric Nystrom scores his 8th of the season at 7:33 of the first period. 2-0 Flames going into the second, and then at 6:55 of the second period, Rene Bourque, his 2nd of the game, 22nd of the season on the power play, and that gives them a 3-0 lead. Chris Durnell then sneaks one in at 13:44 of the second period, his 4th of the year, to get the Avalanche within 2 goals. And in the third period, 19:27, Milan Hayduk, his 20th of the season. Significance there a little bit. I'll explain a little bit later in the news and notes, his 20th of the year. Avalanche get within 1 but can't quite get it done. Vesa Toskala, strong for the Flames, 32 saves on 34 Avalanche shots. And Craig Anderson, 31 saves on 34 shots. Kind of a slow game for the Avalanche, a little bit off. Rene Bourque, Avalanche killer, 2 goals, 4 shots for the Flames. Eric Nystrom, a goal and 4 shots. And Alex Kotalik for the Flames, 5 shots. Paul Stastny for the Avalanche, an assist in 4 shots. Ryan O'Reilly also with 4 shots, and Peter Mueller with 5 shots. Avalanche, like I said, a little slow, a little tired, looking a little flat, back-to-back games. I also got to participate in a free skate after the game, a little promotion that the Avalanche run every once in a while. Got to bring my gloves, my stick, played a little bit with the broom ball balls that they had out there, and then afterwards they let us play with the puck. I'll post up a video up on my Facebook fan page. And in some more pictures as well. If you see my new profile pic, that's me on the ice. So you don't get to do that very often. And actually, after everybody left the ice, it was just me and another guy on our skates, and we had NHL ice all to ourselves. So big kudos to Jason Schofield from the Colorado Avalanche and the people that stayed around as far as ushers. And there was a paramedic there just in case my shift got too long and I fell out. But, you know, it was really cool for them to stay around. They didn't have to do that, but they allowed us to do that. And who gets to do that, man? That's great. So big props to them. So game number 70, let's see, Wednesday, March 17th against the Flames at Pepsi Center. The Avalanche lose this one 3-2. All right, I'll be right back with 3 more recaps of games since my last show, and then I've got everything you need in the second period. I've got injury updates. Ryan Stoa's ups and downs. I've got the 3 stars of the podcast, standings updates, and all kinds of other great stuff. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. All right, Avalanche fans, welcome back to episode number 51 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche. I'm your host, J.V., and this is the Andrei Kovalenko edition of the show. 11 goals, 11 assists for the Avalanche in 95-96, and the honorary Eric Sylvester, number 51. If you need more details, go back to the beginning of the show again. But anyways, let's get back into the games. Since my last podcast, game number 71, Sunday, March 21st, against the Anaheim Ducks at the Pond in Anaheim, the Avalanche lose this game 5-2. In the first period, Jason Blake, he's played well against the Avalanche this year. 4:43 into the game, scores his 14th on the power play. Andy nowhere near square to Blake, and way too deep in his net, and that's kind of been an issue lately. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. At 11:43, Matt Beleski scores his 8th of the season for the Ducks to give them a 2-0 lead. And this is one of those things I just kind of took notes during this game. I don't do that all the time, but sometimes I do. And one note after this goal was, does Kyle Quincy seem to be on the ice for every opponent's goal lately? Just saying. And Craig Anderson, and also in terrible position once again for this goal. Butterfly way too early, and just struggled in this game, obviously. At 15:44, Chris Stewart and Troy Bodhi go at it. They go toe-to-toe, as some announcers like to say. Stewie doing his part to get his team going. And how many, you know, almost 30-goal scorers in the NHL will also knock you out? This kid's tough. I'll talk about this in a little bit in the news and notes section, but I don't think you're going to see him fighting for much, much longer. Team doesn't like that, but he definitely had his way with Troy Bodhi and got his team going. I guess for a little while. The Avalanche didn't score any goals to capitalize. In the second period, 34 seconds in, Teemu Selanne makes NHL history, his 21st of the season on the power play, his 600th NHL goal. He becomes the 18th member of the 600-goal club in the NHL. You always enjoy seeing history, but you don't like that history being made against your team. But I don't know. He's a class guy. He signed an autograph for me before, and he couldn't have been nicer. You know, played international competition, represents everybody well. He's a little bit of a crybaby at certain points, but who isn't, you know? So he also scored his 500th against the Avalanche. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but there you go. Teemu Selanne with some history early in the second period. And then 12:45, Troy Bodhi gets his revenge against Chris Stewart, scores his 5th of the season shorthanded to give the Ducks a 4-0 lead. Craig Anderson pulled after this goal. The Avalanche make it a little bit interesting in the third period. 2:06, Darcy Tucker scores his 7th to get the game to 4-1. Ruslan Soleil then scores his first of the season at 5:15. Then the Ducks and their fans a little bit nervous, but have no fear. A couple minutes later, Ryan Getzlaf scores his 19th on the power play at 7:50, and that was the end of the scoring. Avalanche struggle in this one. Craig Anderson stopped 15-19 shots before he was pulled 12:45 into the second period. Peter Budaj came in, did a fairly good job, stopped 13 of 14 Duck shots. And Jonas Hiller for the Ducks stopped 26 of 28 Avalanche shots. Your notables for the Avalanche, Ruslan Soleil, a goal and assist, his first multi-point game of the season. Teemu Selanne for the Ducks, a goal and assist and 8 shots. Corey Perry, 3 assists and 5 shots. Ryan Getzlaff, a goal and assist. Scott Niedermeyer, 2 assists, including the primary assist on Solani's 600th. And Matt Bolesky, a goal and 4 shots for the Ducks. Hard to believe the Ducks are 13th in the conference with all the talent they have, all the Olympians they have, too. Getting up there in age just a little bit, I guess. But, man, 13th in the conference, that's hard to believe. And just overall, 3 power play goals against and 1 shorthanded goal against won't win you many games in the NHL at all. The Avalanche know that. Us fans know that. And just a game that, you know, everybody needs to move on from, I guess. Sunday, March 21st, the Avalanche lose at Anaheim against the Ducks, 5-2. Turning the page. All right, a couple games against the Kings left, and then we'll get on with some other stuff. Game number 72, Monday, March 22nd at the LA Kings, and the Avalanche lose this one at overtime, 4-3. In the first period, Chris Stewart begins the scoring, his 28th at 7:14. To give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead, Frederick Modine with lots of help to tip the puck by Kings goaltender Jonathan Quick. Avalanche lead. And then right after that, TJ Gagliardi misses a wide open net. And when I say wide open, it was wide open. He tried to be a little bit too cute, tried to finish a little bit too hard, and it just he didn't whiff on it, but he just totally missed the net. I don't know. It was a tough one to see. And then on top of that, then Ryan Smith at 9:51 scores a power play goal, his 21st of the season, to tie the game up. So instead of the Avalanche being up 2, they're tied at 1 going into the second period. 15:41, Wayne Simmons, his 16th of the season for the Kings, to give them a 2-1 lead. Andy having some issues with players coming from the corners and from behind the net lately. I'll explain a couple more goals that he gave up this way. And it's becoming an issue. So that was one of the things that I said he's probably working on during practice right about now. Hopefully he kind of gets that taken care of. It's been I'm not a hockey scout or anything, but I know what to do on Craig Anderson lately. Whatever. All right. Where was I? Wayne Simmons. Yeah. All right. In the third period, Peter Mueller scores his 9th of the season at 4:54 to tie the game at 2. And then here's one of those behind the net things. Ryan Smith scores his 2nd of the game, his 22nd of the year. A wraparound, a shocker there from Ryan Smith. That's pretty much, he does a lot of those. But he gives the Kings a 3-2 lead, looking kind of bleak until later. TJ Gagliardi, as our buddy Mark Mosier would say on the radio, scores his 13th at 19:50 from Paul Stastny and Peter Mueller. The Avalanche tied up late and steal a point in this one. In overtime at 3:40, Drew Doughty with a freaking rocket, his 14th of the season after it wasn't really a questionable call. Joe Sacco was not very pleased with the officials. There's a long story behind that one. I didn't get any details, but for anybody that watched the game, man, he stayed out there and he gave the officials an earful. It was a cross check by Ruslan Soleil, but the King in the slot also made this look like he got shot. But anyways, Avalanche didn't play well in overtime to begin with, and they lose this one 4-3 in overtime. Craig Anderson, 19 saves on 23 shots, and Jonathan Quick, 18 saves on 21 shots. Notables for the Avalanche, 2 assists for Paul Stastny and Peter Mueller, a goal and assist. Andrzej Kopitar for the Kings, 2 assists. Brad Richardson, an assist and 6 shots. Jarrett Stoll, 2 assists. And Ryan Smith, 2 goals and 6 shots. I don't know. It seems like Avalanche players, former Avalanche players, always play well against the Avs. But then again, I watch the Avs every night, so it's got to happen. The Avalanche steal a point that they shouldn't have. A clutch goal by TJ Gagliardi. Way to keep your head on TJ Gagliardi. And I don't know, that might earn him one of the 3 stars of my podcast. You have to kind of wait and see on that one. But Monday, March 22nd, the Avalanche at the LA Kings lose this one in overtime, 4-3. Game number 73 for the Avalanche, Wednesday, March 24th against the Kings at Pepsi Center. The Avalanche win this one in a shootout, 4-3. In the first period, the Avalanche come out strong. Matt Hendricks, his 8th of the season at 7:38. That was also from Kevin Porter, his first point with the Avalanche. Congratulations to him. Avs lead 1-0. At 10 minutes, Andrzej Kopitar is 33rd of the season, a new career high for him on the backhand. Ties it up at 1, and then the Avalanche scored a couple more. Milan Hayduk is 21st of the season on the power play at 13:21, and then 18:08. Paul Stastny is 18th of the season on the power play as well. And the Avalanche capitalize on some pretty silly Kings penalties in the first period and lead 3-1 going into the second. No scoring in the second period. Drew Doughty scores in the third period, 40 seconds in, his 15th of the season on the power play. And then Alex Frolov scores his 17th of the season also on the power play at 18:39. And the Kings kind of steal a point here from the Avalanche. The Avalanche outshot 14-3 in the third period. And the Kings tied up at 3 to go into overtime. No scoring in the overtime. Excuse me. Oh, that happens. Shootout goals by Peter Mueller and Chris Stewart, and Ryan Smith rings one off the post to end the shootout, and the Avalanche win this one 4-3. Jonathan Quick, 13 saves on 16 Avalanche shots before he was pulled after the Stastny goal, 18:08 into the first period. And then Eric Erzberg came in and made all 14 saves on the shots that he saw from the Avalanche. And Craig Anderson, 27 saves on 30 Kings shots. Andrzej Kopitar for the Kings, a goal, assist, and 3 shots. He's a beast. And Ryan Smith, 2 more points, 2 assists against the Avalanche and 5 shots. And Matt Duchene for the Avalanche, an assist and 3 shots. Milan Hayduk, a goal and 3 shots. Both Ruslan Soleil and Chris Stewart with 4 shots. Paul Stastny, a goal and 4 shots. Ryan O'Reilly, an assist and 5 shots. And Peter Mueller for the Avalanche, 2 assists. So the Kings get a point that they really shouldn't have had, I don't think. The Avalanche have a 2-goal lead in the third and can't hang on to it. But so the Avalanche and the Kings trade off a few points there. They kind of cancel each other out, kind of don't. So there's your updates for the last 6 games since my last podcast. I'll be right back. I will cover where Ryan Stowe has been lately. I'll give you the 3 stars of the podcast. I'll give you all kinds of implications with the division standings and the conference standings. And I got your 3 stars of the podcast and lots, lots more. So you know how I do it. Thanks so much for joining me. Stick around. I'll be right back. Fans, welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. This is episode number 51, the Andrei Kovalenko / honorary Eric Sylvester edition of the show. Again, details, go back to the beginning. Episode, let's see, I already covered the head. All right, let's cover the news and notes, all kinds of stuff for you here. March 17th, Ryan Stowa reassigned to Lake Erie and then called up to the Avalanche on the same day. So a couple phone calls for him. Ryan Wilson also left the game against the Flames on the 17th with a mild concussion. We have not seen him since. Jamal Mayer's laying the pain on him. Ryan Wilson doesn't need to be fighting with his concussion issues, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. March 18th, Milan Hayduk scores his 20th goal of the season for his 10th consecutive season of 20 goals or more. So congratulations to him. He's been very good for a long time, and that's always a good thing. On March 23rd, Ryan Stowa recalled by the Avalanche once again. Darcy Tucker suspended by the NHL for 1 game for excessive physical contact on an icing call for tripping Kings defenseman Matt Green at 10:13 of the third period of their game on March 22nd. So Darcy Tucker, you goon. Excessive physical contact. Looked like he just kind of fell down. They kind of got their skates caught, but Matt Green was out for the next game, and I think the NHL always looks to see if people miss games as far as suspension, so they suspended Darcy Tucker. March 24th, Ryan Stowa reassigned to the Lake Erie Monsters in the American Hockey League, and that's his roller coaster ride of a season. I believe it's 5 call-ups for him so far this season. Kind of caught in between, but I guess it's better than not being called up at all. Injuries lately, Stefan Yell, Ryan Wilson did not make the trip for this weekend's road trip. Brandon Yip, David Krejci, and also David Jones are all skating right now. I don't know how close each of those guys is to returning, but they're all skating, and they're on their way back hopefully fairly soon. Cody McLeod, since my last show, came back from a leg injury, and Ruslan Soleil came back from a torso injury. So good. The Avalanche are getting healthier, and health near this time of the season and also near the playoffs is always a good thing. Here's your standings updates. The Avalanche are 41-25-7, 89 points for the Avalanche this season. 9 regular season games left. They are second in the Northwest Division. They are 5 points behind the Canucks, 6 points ahead of the Flames, and the Avalanche have a game in hand on each of those teams, which is good as well. The Avalanche win the game in hand tonight and then head to head against the Canucks, and with all else being equal up until they meet again here pretty soon, the Avalanche would be 1 point down in the division. So a lot of points still out there. 18 points in 9 games still out there to be gotten. A lot of hockey to be played. And a lot of people saying must wins, and we're kind of getting that direction. But a lot to be decided still, which is fun for the fans, and as I'm sure the players are enjoying it as well. The Avalanche right now are currently 7th in the Western Conference. They are tied with the Red Wings, who are in 8th right now. They're tied in points, but the Avalanche, I believe, have 3 more wins than the Red Wings. But here come the Red Wings. 6 straight wins for them lately. They're getting healthy, and that's not good news for the rest of the Western Conference. They are 1 point behind the Kings, who are in sixth place. They are 2 points behind the Predators in fifth place, but they also have two games in hand on the Predators. So, you know, the Avalanche start playing well at this time. They haven't looked great lately, but a couple big wins for them coming up in these nine games, earning points every game. Things could get very interesting. So, like I said, not a whole lot of must wins yet, but a lot to be decided as well. So that's why I like this time of year. A lot of great stuff going on, and you got to like that as a fan, and like I said, as a player as well. All right, time for the three stars of the podcast. I got a couple honorable mentions for you. One is Scott Hannon. Scott Hannon's been fairly solid this year. And for those of you that haven't kind of kept track of this, Scott Hannon has missed one game in his seasons here with the Avalanche. One single game he's missed. So he's dependable. He's in the lineup. And I know he's a defensive defenseman. He's easy to pick on. He doesn't have the edge that Adam Foote does as a defensive defenseman. But Scott Hannon, dependable. He's there. You don't notice him that often. He has his moments. But he also took a Brad Richardson nasty high stick in the face. He was down for a little bit, got repairs, came right back into the game in the middle of the second period, and he's there like he always has been. So you got to give Scott Hannon some credit. I'm not his biggest fan, and there's a dude behind me that sits at the games that just rides him all the time. But when things aren't going especially well, you have to blame somebody, and go ahead and blame the defensive defenseman who doesn't have an edge. But for the most part, he's been solid and dependable, and he's in the lineup every night. So you got to give him credit there. So Scott Hannon, honorable mention. Also, Craig Anderson. 48 saves against the Stars on March 14th, and the Avalanche were outshot in that game 51-22, yet they win the game 5-3. So Craig Anderson for that game, definitely honorable mention for the three stars. All right, my third star since my last show, and these aren't always based on statistics either. That'd be too easy. I always look for maybe something small that somebody's doing or something big that's pretty obvious. But you'll kind of get, as I do this more and more, I think you'll kind of get the feel for it. Chris Stewart, third star since my last game. Fight with Troy Bodhi versus the Ducks on March 21st. And like I said, how many almost goals, almost 30 goal scores in the NHL can also knock you on your tail as well. But as I mentioned before, I don't think the Avalanche are going to allow him to fight as much as we're used to. I know he likes to. I know it's something he can bring to the team, but he's also very valuable, and you don't want to see guys get hurt. Adam Deadmarsh is one of those guys that fought a little too much, and it really hurt his career and really hurt, you know, literally a lot of stuff. So I don't know. You won't see Chris Stewart fighting very often. He also had an 8-game point streak snapped on the 24th against the Kings during that game. So he's been money like we're used to. What a great year for Chris Stewart, and one of the reasons the Avalanche have done so well. My second stars, I've got two stars for you, both both because they had long point streaks snapped since my last show. Paul Stastny, a 9-game point streak stopped since the last show, and Peter Mueller, an 8-game point streak snapped since my last show as well. So second stars for both of them, extended point streaks for them. Paul Stastny been money all year long, not the lead the rush, the odd man rush finisher guy, but the setup guy, and he does a lot of great things for this Avalanche team. And Peter Mueller, power plays way better with him in the lineup. So Peter Mueller, Paul Stastny, second stars. And my first star of the podcast is TJ Gagliardi with probably the, well, not the, I don't know. One of the most important goals of the year so far. On March 22nd, he tied the game against the Kings. Important keeping his head the game. Kind of remind me of Stefan Yell back in the 2001 Western Conference Finals against the Blues. Yell misses an open net to end an overtime game, and the Blues end up winning that game, and then he comes back the next game, receives that pass from Rob Blake, and scores to win the game in overtime. Kept his head, knew he had another chance, and just kind of trusted that. And you got to give TJ Gagliardi a lot of credit because he missed that open net earlier in the Kings game, and you gotta take your hat off tip your cap. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. TJ Gagliardi, outstanding job. He's also, what else do I have? You know what? Remember back on December 2nd, he also scored that late goal against the Florida Panthers to tie the game and earn the Avalanche another point. So give him credit. TJ Gagliardi, my first star. My second star is Paul Stastny and Peter Mueller. My third star, Chris Stewart. Honorable mentions, Scott Hannon and Craig Anderson. If you have any points you want to make as far as three stars of the podcast, you want to nominate somebody for something they did, get in touch with me on my Facebook page or email. email me. I have all the contact information for you coming up. So there you go. There's your three stars of the podcast. I also, for those of you that follow me, I also got a chance to go to Atlanta. I watched the Thrashers and the Bruins on Tuesday, the 23rd. I just went out there for one night, and I thought I'd spend my night watching hockey instead of sitting in a hotel room. Definitely worth it. The Atlanta Thrasher staff in Phillips Arena does a great job. Fans are definitely behind their team. They were down, 3-0, 4-0 in the third period. Most of them stayed. They lose way better than Avalanche fans, I guess. Movie clips were also another cool thing that they were doing. After a fight that went into commercial, they showed the Bob Barker Adam Sandler fight from Happy Gilmore, and also after a Bruins goal, they also had the Ron Burgundy phone booth scene from Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell, outstanding in that movie. But I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. And if you ever get a chance to go watch a game at Phillips Arena in Atlanta, I definitely recommend it. The Omni Hotel watched my bags for me because I wasn't staying downtown, and I didn't have time to get the hotel. So, a lot of credit to them. It was really cool. So go watch a game in Atlanta if you're ever down there. Like I said, had a lot of fun. So, all right, I'll be right back. The third segment, I'll cover the upcoming games. The most important games that the Avalanche will play this season, obviously, and this, the schedule doesn't get any easier. I'll also cover where to find me and where to find a bunch of my friends on the internet. So thanks so much again for your time. Always appreciated. Stick around. I'll be right back. Hello, Avalanche fans. Welcome back to the third and final segment of episode number 51 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. This is the Andre Kovalenko edition of the show with the Avalanche in the 95-96 season, part of the Patrick Watt deal, and the rest is history. Also, the honorary Eric Sylvester edition of the show. All right, here's your upcoming games. 9 regular season games left. It's hard to believe the season is almost over. It's gone by pretty quickly, but it's also been pretty exciting. Last year's season seemed to drag on and on because the Avalanche struggled so much, but Matt Duchene has made it worth that pain, I guess. Saturday, March 27th, the Avalanche will play tonight at the Coyotes in Phoenix, 7 p.m. puck drop. Sunday, March 28th, the Avalanche play at the Sharks. Early West Coast start. You don't see these very often, a 6 p.m. start for that game. Big two games coming up for the Avalanche against two Western Conference opponents, obviously. And I don't know. All I'm saying is that we're going to learn a lot about our team this weekend, and we'll see if they're ready for the big time against the big time teams or they're not quite ready for prime time. Wednesday, March 31st, the Avalanche will play the Ducks at Pepsi Center at 7 p.m. Friday, April 2nd, the Avalanche will host the Calgary Flames, 7:30 p.m. Sunday, April 4th, the Avalanche will host the Sharks at 6 p.m. Tuesday, April 6th, depending on how the games go before, this is going to be a huge game against the Vancouver Canucks, 8 p.m. start time in Vancouver. So we'll see about that one. Next night, Wednesday, April 7th, the Avalanche will play at the Edmonton Oilers, a 7:30 p.m. start for that game. Friday, April 9th, the Avalanche will host the Blackhawks, 7 p.m. And Sunday, April 11th, the Avalanche will close the regular season against the Kings at Pepsi Center, 1 p.m. start time on that game. Some huge games coming up. The Avalanche are not out of anything right now, but they're also not guaranteed anything either. So, if they start playing well at the right time, I'd rather see my team play some pretty good teams to kind of get you revved up for the playoffs. If you don't play any games that matter for a while, it kind of makes it tough to bring your game up a notch, when you reach the playoffs, if you're fortunate enough to do that. Phoenix Coyotes have played so well, and they're, obviously one of the biggest surprises in the NHL besides the Avalanche and, a couple other teams. Kings are another one. But they might be peaking a little early, and you never want to see that either. So, the home ice is one thing. That's always nice. But playing your best, hockey this season or something close to it or leading up to that, going into the playoffs is always a key as well. So we'll see what happens. I'll bring you a show in a couple weeks, and we'll talk about where the Avalanche are now. Or at least at that point. All right, here's where you can find me on the internet. If you found me, you either found me on iTunes or you found me on my website, avshockeypodcast.com. I blog every once in a while, but not very often. But that's where my podcast will be, and that's where iTunes looks for the podcast. So join me there, avshockeypodcast.com. iTunes, please leave feedback. Leave me ratings. I have, I think, 7 ratings, and I also want to thank a few people for their feedback on iTunes. Thank you to Avs Lyles 4 for your feedback left on March 17th. Thanks to my man Eric Sylvester on March 17th for the very kind words. And Percyman, P-E-R-C-M-A-N, Purseman, Purse, whatever it is, on the 18th. 2 stars? Come on, man. lame jokes. The meh comment? That's all right. It gives me props for being an Avalanche fan, but also is kind of mad because the Avalanche D has been so porous lately. So, Percy, man, I hear you. Thank you for listening. At least you listened to the whole thing, and maybe you'll think a little different now that I gave you some props. But 2 stars, it's all right. Everybody has their opinion. If you hate the show that much, don't listen or start your own podcast. It's cool. But thank you so much for those 3 people for leaving feedback. And if you guys could all take a few minutes, maybe leave a rating or a feedback for me, I'd really appreciate it. And, you know, I'd love to hear from you anyways. The Avs Hockey Podcast Facebook fan page. Go search Facebook for. I'm just thinking too. Percyman said the game should be, I mean, the podcast should be 25 minutes, and I'm at 35 minutes, 44, 45, 46, 47. He said I could do it all in 25 minutes, but then people complain that I don't include enough details or whatever, but that's just how my head goes. All right, back to whatever. Avs Hockey Podcast fake Facebook fan page. If you're on Facebook, spread the word a little bit if you can. If not, I just want to thank Jessica Craver, Christopher Joy, and Michael McFall, a couple people that have been around for a little bit and like to interact with me and the other fans there. And like I said, thanks. Like I said in my last show, thanks so much to all my fans there. Classy bunch of people. We don't go Red Wings sucks right away. You know, I really enjoy talking with you guys, and I appreciate you taking the time to check out the page, have me in your, you know, in your feed, and also to interact with me a little bit as well. Thank you so much. You can find me on Twitter, Avs Hockey Podcast, AVSHKYPODCAST, no spaces. Would love to see you there. I follow a lot of great people, too, so if you see who I'm following, I can also suggest a few people as well, so just let me know. The Avalanche, actually, let me go email first, avalanchepodcast@comcast.net. Send me feedback, say hi, whatever. Email me there, avalanchepodcast@comcast.net. Avalanche.nhl.com, the Avalanche's main site. I know you all know where that is. Play of the year will be decided from plays of the week, so go get your votes in on that. A lot of great goals there. My leaders right now, Kyle Komiski's goal 8 seconds into overtime against the Coyotes, and also TJ Gagliardi's goal against the Kings not too long ago that tied up the game and got the Avalanche an extra point. So those are my 2 favorites going into, you know, we'll see. We got a couple more weeks left, and we'll see how that turns out for play of the year. The AvalancheTalk.com blog, Kevin Nash, my friend, go check out the work he does there. RinkPodcast.com, another hockey podcast that I think you'll enjoy if you're a hockey or NHL fan. My buddy James Tape Leg Grayley in there does an outstanding job and also helps me a lot on this show, so go check out his show. The Avalanche Guild, www.theavalancheguild.com/blogs. A great place to find me and a bunch of my blogging friends. You know, Justin there does an outstanding job, does a fantastic job. After each game, he kind of sums up what everybody has said as far as blogging after every game, and he also posts my stuff there. So many thanks to him, and also go check out that if you need an Avalanche blog to follow. And also my friends at avalanchedb.com. That's where I get my jersey information, except for the Eric Sylvester edition. But also, you know, you can go there, get all the historical stats you need, how many fights people got in, where are they now, and also some links to other Avalanche sites that I think you'll enjoy. That's avalanchedb.com. All right, there's all my friends. I know that list is getting longer, but I promise you if you go there, you'll be able to find some good Avalanche stuff that you might find helpful. So that's about it for episode number 51, the Andrei Kovalenko edition of the show. I'll be back in a couple weeks, and we'll really talk about where the Avalanche are. I'm really hoping to be excited for maybe a little playoff push, but these next 2, 3, 4 games will really tell us a lot about whether our favorite NHL team is ready for the playoffs or whether they're just another young team that needs another year or two to get ready. So I know we're all looking forward to that, and we'll see kind of where it ends up. So that's about it. Just once again, thank you again for joining me. And as always, take care. Let's go Avs, and I'll see you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See you guys later.